It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new state law regulating the sale of e-cigarettes went into effect at the beginning of this month. And as it did, a Wisconsin trade group brought a suit against the state revenue department over the new law in federal court. The law bans the sale of vape products not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Retailers that fail to comply could be fined up to $1,000 a day. The group that is suing and representing dozens of vape shops is called Wisconsinites for Alternatives to Smoking and Tobacco, or WiscoFast. Tyler Hall is president of WiscoFast, and he's here to explain his group's stance on the new law. Tyler, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
Can you explain why your group is against banning the sale of non-FDA-approved vaping products?
Well, we are against banning it, of course. And yes, we are. We formed earlier this year. We're a group of about 75 Wisconsin vape shop owners and just industry professionals. Myself, I've been in the business for, you know, over a decade, and I've seen, you know, thousands and thousands of Wisconsinites quit smoking regular traditional cigarettes through vaping. And that right of Wisconsinites is being taken away by the state. So we formed to protect that.
And according to this FDA document I'm looking at from this month, the agency has authorized the sales of 39 different e-cigarettes made by four companies, including Juul. Can you walk us through the products that you believe this state law is shutting out?
Yeah, so essentially, the 39 products that you referenced, these products have obtained FDA approval, which Wisconsin is piggybacking and basically enforcing the FDA's approval, products that have been approved. And so the only products that Wisconsinites will be able to use are these 39 that happen to be owned by Big Tobacco, RJ Reynolds, Altria. And they're generally products that, you know, customers and do not like to use. They're not effective at helping them quit smoking. And so, you know, the majority of the products that have come out on the market over the past 10 years, they've innovated and effectively helped people quit smoking cigarettes.
So you're saying products like Juul aren't working for your customers, that there are other products that aren't approved by the FDA that are better?
Well, it's hard to say that one is better or not. Like, for example, Juul, the news that Juul's just was approved within the last few days, you know, they have menthol flavored and tobacco flavored, and the parameters that the FDA sets for getting these vapes approved is just unknown. Nobody knows what they're looking for. Companies are spending, I mean, millions of dollars to get the approvals, and millions of applications have been denied, and only a handful have been approved. And it's just fishy that that just the big tobacco companies have been approved. You know, similar products that have been denied that are similar or in line with the big tobacco products.
Your suit claims that the law violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. How so?
Well, you know, I should reserve a lot of this probably for our legal team, but I can explain that the 2009 Tobacco Control Act was formed by Congress, and there is a specific way that only the FDA is allowed to regulate and enforce this law. And so by Wisconsin coming in and effectively requiring FDA approval, Wisconsin is becoming the enforcement arm for the FDA, and the FDA's and the federal law exclusively prohibits that. It does not allow for the state to enforce something exclusively reserved for the FDA.
Are vape shops at risk of going out of business under this new state law?
Well, there was about 3,000 businesses that received the letters like I received earlier this year that we're not going to be able to sell most of our products. And so there's 3,000 small businesses in Wisconsin that are that are at risk of going out of business. And myself, I own a shop, and we have many employees that are getting paid livable wages. People that have been with us for over 10 years. And yes, we would have to shut our doors if this law goes into effect on September 1st.
Tyler, thank you for joining us.
Of course, thank you.
Tyler Hall is president of the trade group Wisconsinites for Alternatives to Smoking and Tobacco on why his group filed a suit against the state of Wisconsin over a law banning the sale of vaping products that are not approved by the FDA. Now let's turn to Carrie Arblaster, Midwest Regional Advocacy Director for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. That's a group working to stop youth vaping. Carrie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kate. We appreciate you asking us to be here.
Yes, so this new state law imposing fines on people who make and sell products that are not authorized by the FDA, what have you seen in other states with this kind of ban that just went into effect in Wisconsin?
Yeah, great question. I mean, this is a relatively new policy, and I should note that it's not one that comes from the public health community. Rather, it is one that is coming from the tobacco industry. To date, we've had 14 states pass laws or directory laws. They do vary somewhat, but effectively, only three states are actually implementing them. So, from our perspective, this is not a policy that is having any kind of significant public health impact. And again, it's not something that's coming from public health advocates. And actually, there's much better policies kind of in our toolbox that are more effective at preventing youth use, such as, restricting the sale of flavored tobacco, ensuring that the age of consumption and the age to purchase is properly up at 21, and then, an effective tax rate, right, so that products are appropriately priced and not accessible to youth.
Can we talk just a moment here about this registry concept that, 14 other states besides Wisconsin have similar regulations requiring you to register your vape product with the state that is FDA approved? What impact would a registry like this have on Wisconsin vape shops and on the industry?
Well, I can't really, speak necessarily from the vape shop perspective.
Yeah.
What I do want to highlight, though, and again, I'll just reference back. These are new policies. We don't have a lot of data. We only have three states that have implemented them. In those states, there's not a lot of evidence that this, again, is an effective public health tool. And what I mean by that is it's driving down use and it's deterring youth use. But what I can say, especially when we're talking about e-cigarettes, which predominantly are flavored, they are intentionally designed to appeal to youth, both in the way that they are marketed, in the way that they are sold, and, by the types of flavors that they come in, right? So bubblegum, cotton candy, these are very kid-friendly flavors, things that would attract youth. We really do not see much evidence that e-cigarettes are effective in having or helping adults stop smoking or stop using. There's inconclusive evidence to say that that is actually an effective tool. But what we do know, again, is that the majority of these products are flavored, that they are geared towards kids. And we do know from the 2024 National Youth Tobacco Survey that youth who use e-cigarettes, almost 90% of them are using flavored products, And the fact of the matter is that without youth using and becoming addicted to this product, quite frankly, the industry doesn't exist in the future without that.
And I want to jump in here. The FDA announcing last week that Juul can keep its e-cigarettes on the market. Juul has been blamed for sparking the teen vaping trend. What do you make of this announcement?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we put out a statement from our CEO, and quite frankly, we see it as a big step backward, for preventing youth e-cigarette use. Yes, there are menthol flavored products that have been authorized by the FDA. To date, that is the only flavor that has been authorized. But we know that menthol is something that the industry uses to target youth. We also know that it, you know, makes the process or the using of that product less harsh, and it also can increase the likelihood of really rapid and steep addiction. So, you know, we weren't super happy to see that.
Well, the FDA has been heavily criticized for how it's handled e-cigarettes. What changes do you want to see in the way these products are regulated federally and in states like Wisconsin?
You know, simply put, we want the FDA to enforce the law. You know, there's rules on the books. They're to be enforcing this. There's only, like you said at the beginning of the show, 39 products that are authorized for use and sale in this country, and we would like to see that enforced.
How are teen vaping numbers now? What do you see?
I mean, they're pretty high, you know. So in Wisconsin, it is, let me look here. It's not quite as high as it was, you know, in 2017, which led the U.S. Surgeon General, of course, to declare a youth e-cigarette epidemic. But it still remains much higher than smoking rates. And that's really where the future of this industry is.
Yeah, I mean, because we have seen middle and high school students a pretty steep decline significantly in recent years. And that was from the CDC data from last October. What do you make of that decline?
I mean, that's good. That's the direction we want to go in. But quite frankly, we still have a lot of work to do. And, you know, when the market is flooded with products that are geared towards kids, that's a serious problem. You know, and one thing that we do see is we see younger kids, middle school kids, you know, the rate of initiation in that group increasing. And that is not good. We do not want to see that at all. So we're really happy that these numbers are declining, right? That's what we want to see. But there's still a lot of work to do, you know, and again, I'll point back to the fact that the market is just inundated with those flavored products, you know, that are really geared and marketed towards youth.
Carrie, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Carrie Arblaster is Midwest Regional Advocacy Director for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. She talked about this new law in Wisconsin banning the sale of e-cigarettes that are not approved by the FDA. We also spoke with Tyler Hall, president of a vape trade group suing the state over that new law.